Australian Life is one of the country's biggest and most democratic photography prizes. For more than 20 years, amateur and professional photographers have shared images encapsulating Australia's unique personality. From the epic to the intimate, the harsh to the fragile, these photos capture moments of Australian life. 30 finalists have their work displayed in an outdoor exhibition at Customs House in Circular Quay. And Stephen Gilby, the City of Sydney's producer of major events and festivals, joins us now to discuss further. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. This is great, isn't it? So, finalists were decided on 31st of July. They're now available for people to go and see in an awesome outdoor gallery. What were the judges looking for in this competition?
Look, really, the judges every year, they're looking for something that really does give you an insight into an aspect of life here in Australia and tells a really clear story and paints a really clear picture of, you know, an aspect of life that's beyond the tourist symbols and the obvious. It's really trying to get to the heart of what it is to be Australian right across the nation.
There is some really cool photos in this. You can check them out online if you're not able to go and check out the gallery showing there yourself. And it's great that it's open to both amateur and professional photographers. I guess we live in a day and age. Everyone's got a camera on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that's always been really fantastic about Australian Life in particular, that it is just an incredibly democratic experience. And anybody can enter. Anybody, you know, we've had professionals win. We've had people who are complete amateurs win as well. And it really just depends on that image and that story that they're telling about Australian life.
It must be quite the task to go through all the entrants and work out everything, because there'd be some wonderful work there.
It is, yes. It takes quite a long time to go through it all. The judges are very generous going through everything as well. It's a lot to do, but it really is worth it. When you see the exhibition down at Customs House, it really is fantastic.
And because I'm locked in my permanent home here at the studios at 2SER, I've had a look at some of the finalists listed on the City of Sydney website there, along with audio descriptions of the photos, which is really, really awesome. Some wonderful photos there. But what you do there is you blow them up until they're extra large, don't you?
Yeah, they're about, say, bedsheet size. And at night, they really come into their own. They're all backlit, so they look absolutely amazing in the evening. If you can get down to Customs House after dark, it really is pretty spectacular to see it in the evening.
There was some great stuff there with art at Customs House. It's always one of my favourite places to go to for Vivid. Now, there's a variety of perspectives, experiences, backgrounds, and diversity as part of this exhibition is evident there. Throughout all of the work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that really just is it's a reflection of what Australia is. You know, it is beyond the cliche. It is beyond the, Paul Hogan style idea of Australianism. It really is this very diverse, very interesting place. And there's so much to see in Australia that you don't necessarily look at when you just think about Australia as an idea, but it is there. We experience it every day. We know that Australia is a very diverse and very different sort of place in all sorts of areas. So, yeah, I think the exhibition just really shines a light on that.
Diversity in ages as well, in addition to the opens category. There's also an under-18s category as well as a category for entrants aged 5 to 12.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a teen category for photographers aged 13 to 18. So there's 10 finalists out in Customs House Square. And then we have our Little Sydney Lives competition. So that's displayed inside the Customs House Library upstairs. There's actually also a retrospective of Little Sydney Lives down on the ground floor of Customs House as well at the moment. So you really get an idea of, you know, seeing those budding photographers in Sydney and their perspective on life and what life means to them and what's important to them.
Indeed. Shout-outs to the winner of the grand prize category for under-18s, Callum Poling with February Boat Carnival. Shout-outs to Carly Earl, who won for Riley Swanson on the Roma Southern Road for the over-18s category. The People's Choice Awards, though, still open. How can people get involved with this?
Yeah, if you go to artandaboutsydney.com, you will be able to go in and vote for the People's Choice Awards. So you can just go through and see the online gallery, have a look through all of the photos, and then follow the links to vote for the photo that you like best. And there are chances for prizes as well for voting as well.
and heaps of stuff happening there that the City of Sydney is looking after throughout August. Of course, you've got National Science Week. Wonderful to know you've got the wonderful Nardi Simpson there from Stiff Gins doing some stuff for National Poetry Month. If people want to find out more about all the wonderful events put on by City of Sydney, where would you direct them?
You go to the What's On website, so whatsonsydney.com. It gives you everything that you need to know about what is happening in the city and what sort of things you can do around City of Sydney.
Heaps of stuff going. I believe that the weather is hopefully going to clear up later on this week so people can get out and enjoy the wonderful Australian Life exhibition there at Customs House in Circular Quay. Stephen Gilby from the City of Sydney, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Great. Thank you so much.